Good morning, Texarkana College. I hope everyone has enjoyed a great first week of the fall 2016 semester. I'm tired of typing emails this week, so I thought I'd do a little audio recorded message and send out to all of you and hope you're all ready for a weekend. I know the first weekend after the first week of a semester is always a fun one, so hopefully you'll get to relax a little bit. Wanted to update you on the board meeting we had this week. Had a lot of things on the agenda and just so fortunate to have a great board of trustees that loves the college and really supports all of us and especially our students. Some of the things we went through, had a closed session first, then came out to open session, did the Pledge of Allegiance open forum where no one showed up to speak. So that usually means things are going well and have good community support. So that was always nice to, especially with the tax rate going up just a tiny, tiny bit, but had no opposition voice any concerns in the open hearing. Then we approved the consent agenda, which had a lot of minutes from meetings. We've had a meeting just about every Monday the last month related to the tax hearing, so got all that approved in our annual investment report. Then we went into the action items, where first thing we did was call a Board of Trustees election. We have two places up, and that's Mrs. Daines and Mr. Ken Reese. I'm very excited to report that both of them have signed up for re-election, and we're just so proud to have wonderful people representing us on the board. So I'm glad the two of them have signed back up, and we'll know before long if we have any opposition or other opponents that are going to run. But right now it looks like it's just Mr. Reese and Mrs. Dane, so I think that's good news for Texarkana College. After that, we did a service area portion of Cass County election resolution. So we have now called the election for Cass County. I'll be having some town hall meetings around the campus to update you more on that. We're excited about this opportunity. If this passes, or I'll say when it passes, we will be opening up a new workforce center in Cass County, kind of like the TC at Tex-America Center. Also have some academic classes there. Of course, tuition goes down and more dual credit offerings, and would be really good for TC, but also really good for Cass County. I think most of you have heard me talking about it, that we are the most uneducated region in the state of Texas, and we've got to do something about that. And I think having better access to Texarkana College is a big answer. So we will keep working on that one. Next, we went into some budget actions. Kim Jones and all of her crew have just done an amazing job on the budget, as always. And you know, if we had money at Texarkana College, this absolutely would be the most perfect place in the world. But community colleges in general are just struggling in Texas, and Texarkana College is no exception to that. We're doing fine. We're not in danger, but it's tight. And unfortunately, we just keep asking everybody to do more. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of money out there to do much on salaries right now, but we do have great positions. We do have great salaries as we compare to other East Texas and even Texas colleges, wonderful benefits. So I appreciate what all of you do, and I ask you to just keep working hard and keep doing all the multiple duties and wearing all the hats that you are. It's the only reason we've been able to stay afloat and stay strong and do so well. And I'm just really proud of everybody around Texarkana College and how hard they're working. So we amended the budget for 2015-16 to get ready for audit. And then we approved a tax rate for next year. The board did go up the maximum amount allowed by law. Unfortunately, it's a really small amount. It just brings a few hundred thousand into TC, which we're very appreciative of all the support from the community. We wouldn't be here without that either. But it doesn't make up for the cuts from the state. And then also, you know, Mr. Perot's last million came this past year. So even with a tax increase and increase in tuition, we've still got less revenue for next year than we have the past couple of years. But we've worked hard through the budget, and all of you have worked hard to absorb some positions that through attrition we have just eliminated, and we now have a balanced budget for next year. But it's barely balanced. with not much contingency and really no extras in it. But hey, we're here. Y'all are doing great. We have the best students in the world. You are graduating them quicker than ever with higher quality. And I'm proud of Texarkana College and appreciate what you're doing. So we'll keep working hard, even with limited resources. So we approved the tax rate. We approved the budget. And then we had some reports from our board president, who always is just so thankful for what everyone does. He pointed out Kim for the budget. He pointed out Donna for organizing a great professional development and speakers last week. I heard those were super. I hope all of you enjoyed them. And he pointed out Phyllis Deese for doing a great job on all this election work with Cass County and Bowie County. So great board of trustees. I gave a little report. Then Donna went over some of the things from last week and bragged on all of you. And then Robert Jones always closes us out with good stories about the students and the campus and fires us all up. So that was the board meeting last week, or not last week, it was Monday. It's been a busy week, hasn't it? I walked around the campus a little bit. Anytime you see me walking around the campus, I hope y'all come up and talk and tell me how things are going. For the professors, if you're in a class and see me, feel free to invite me in. I always love talking to the students, but also feel free to just wave and that's it, and I'll leave you alone. I never want to bother a class. Sometimes I just like walking by and quietly listening. But anytime you want me to come in and say hello, I also don't mind that. It's just fun for me to get out and walk around the campus and see all of you from time to time. Have a great weekend. Keep taking care of our students. Anytime I can do anything or answer a question, please never hesitate to call me or email me. And I love feedback and I love ideas and just love Texarkana College. So have a great Friday, have an even better weekend, and thank you for starting off fall 2016 really better than I ever could have imagined. We'll see how census day goes in about 10 to 12 days. I think we have the chance being anywhere from flat to down 2 to 5%. It's hard to tell right now, but everyone's worked hard, and I'm very pleased with where we are. So again, have a great Friday, have a great weekend. Thank you for just loving our students here at Texarkana College and serving this community. Bye.